This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To me, it's all positive. I was asked today on a scale of 1 to 10 who will be the next president, and I said 10, it'll be Donald Trump. It'll be President Trump. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that he won this election hands down in a landslide, probably somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes.
He was part of those 16 intelligence agencies that is able to see all the intel, the data, and that's why his story is the same thing I tell you. I can read what the globalists say at the CFR and read what Xi Jinping says.
Stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they are. They teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace.
We have to prepare for a more angry world.
Well, if you listen to Klaus Schwab and the Davos Group and Xi Jinping, the Great Reset is modeled after the Great Leap Forward.
The theme of this year's Summer Davos is shaping innovative societies in the fourth industrial revolution. What does an innovative society look like on your mind?
We are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution. Technology will change everything, business models, but it will also change society. Mm-hmm. And we have to be prepared for it. What is necessary is to make sure that the population absorbs all those changes and understands that those changes at the end are beneficial for our lives, for the quality of our lives.
From David Rockefeller's own words, he's the guy that opened up China in the 70s. They put Mao in the late 40s. And they just killed most of their people that were actually informed about what was going on to create the Communist Party you have today. Side
the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at preparewithalex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you could normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at preparewithalex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Monday night. We've been working on this story for 2 weeks, and now the whistleblower has given us the authorization to go forward with the information you are about to see. This is the first report, and several we're going to be breaking with the documents if MSM challenges this in any way. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major health executive over a 35-hospital network in western Pennsylvania that is exposing the fact that COVID-19 is a completely overblown power grab scam. Now, we received this information directly from this whistleblower, checked out their credentials, and that was just the beginning of how insane this got. Listen to this information. This individual is involved in the management of 35 hospital network in western Pennsylvania. The UPMC is the name of the company. During the latest so-called surge of COVID-19, where they claim the hospitals are all overwhelmed, we've got to have a lockdown again, they went from 96 beds to around 600. That is only 10% of the capacity they have just for COVID-19, and their hospitals are basically wide open. And here's the most important point. No deaths of the 600 people. Most patients stayed overnight for observation because they tested positive. Media will say hospitalization patients have surged over 600%, but it's the test that's been turned up 45 times, and German courts have ruled that it is a fake test 96% of the time. So this is a major industrial scam. You've seen the big reports about the famous female CEO that had a test that could find cancer in your blood, and it was incredible, and they made hundreds of billions of dollars, and it turned out it was all scam. That's what this PCR scam is, and the inventor of it came out and said just that.
If they could find this virus in you at all. And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
So it's not about deaths now. It's all about the cases, the cases, the cases. And remember what we first broke 8 months ago? Texas counties, where they were told if one person tests positive, claim 15 people around them have it, and that's also used. So this is the biggest hoax ever perpetrated in history, not just a medical hoax. And that's why they've got top scientists and virologists and epidemiologists going public saying it's the biggest hoax ever. Not there isn't a virus that if you're run down and don't have your vitamin D3 and your vitamin C and your zinc, sure, you're an old person in a nursing home, 85 years old, already had cancer, heart attacks, it can kill you just like the flu or a regular cold or pneumonia. But the response to it and the fear-mongering and the power grab is a hoax. And even Klaus Schwab, the globalist of the Davos Group, says this is a great reset, that the virus really isn't a threat, and that it's the excuse to bring in this planetary rule and total control.
The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic. We are now still fighting the virus, but we can be rather optimistic after what we have seen with the announcement of vaccines. Now we have to think how to structure, how to design the post-corona era. And here, of course, the word reset comes to my mind, because one thing is clear. We cannot come back to the old normal. We have to use this opportunity, as our parents and grandparents have done after the World War II, to really reflect on what went wrong and what could we do better. Everything we're seeing this fall going into the winter is a repeat of what we saw in January, February, and March earlier this year. They tell you just 15 days to stay at home, the hospitals will be overwhelmed. Wasn't true, the hospitals were empty. Independent journalists went out and documented that. The media tried to deny it at first, but later had to admit it was true. And as InfoWars has pointed out in the last few years, big tech, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, have been merging and investing in big pharma and the hospital systems. So now they're even banning consumer watchdog groups. They're banning medical doctors and epidemiologists, virologists, and scientists who come out and point all this out because they want to use this hysteria. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I have been preparing for this broadcast since 6 a.m. this morning. And the news is so massive, so over the top, so dangerous, that I was unable to go on until 12 minutes into the transmission. That is because we have breaking information coming in that is being added to information we've been working on for weeks and months and years as the conflagration, the planetary alignment politically, spiritually, economically happens. Let me tell you what we have here. We've talked about things that Project Veritas has broken. We've talked about things that Breitbart's broken. We've talked about things Tucker Carlson has broken. I love when they do big things to say they've broken the biggest thing ever. This isn't about credit, but I have to tell you, we are breaking information on this show today that is the biggest thing ever broken concerning this fraudulent election and what happened. Now, I have been on the phone with a lot of different White House lawyers, and I have been on the phone with what's left of the Patriots in the Pentagon, and I have been on the phone with a national talk show host. And everybody's trying to decide what to do at this point. But let me just drop it on you right now. InfoWars.com live show feed headline. Must watch Tuesday live. That's got a typo, but that's okay. Top lawyers advise Trump to declare martial law, hold new election. And that headline just went out minutes ago. My typo. Typed that myself. Let's get that fixed, please. But there is so much going on. There is so much breaking. There is so much unfolding right now. And you just heard what I told you. Look at this headline. Attorney Lynn Wood, President Trump should declare martial law to hold new election. That sounds radical. That sounds extreme. We've been put under corporate globalist martial law. We're already under martial law. They've already put us under UN martial law. It's unconstitutional. It's criminal, but it's like being kidnapped. There's not a legitimate warrant. It's illegitimate that you're being taken by force with guns, but it's happening.
So that's just one of the big stories, and I've got the inside baseball on what's behind that. And the fact that 3 months ago, Roger Stone said Trump must declare martial law when they try to steal the election and seize the servers and the proof, which is now finally starting to happen. It's not us that want the martial law. It's the left and the corporate media and the Chi-Coms that are ending this country as we know it and who have announced the lockdown is permanent and will never end. Now, that's the big Lynn Wood story, full-page ad, Washington Times. We're going to be reading the whole thing here on air today. In fact, bottom of the hour. But then there's this story. I hired a respected security firm that's done security research for the Army and other groups to dig in when I was asked by the White House to investigate it 3 weeks ago into Dominion and it being owned by the Chi-Coms. We got the proof. We checked it with the SEC, confirmed it 2 days ago, and we now publish the findings at InfoWars.com. Firm that owns Dominion voting systems received $400 million from a Swiss bank account with connection to Chinese government before election. You heard me right.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Even bigger landslide, Donald John Trump. Now, Roger Stone said this 3 months ago. Lynn Wood, who's a very respected top lawyer, said it today in a full-page ad in the Washington Times. We'll be reading in full next segment. But when you have foreign powers and massive election fraud, the executive branch must declare a civil emergency. Lynn Wood calls it martial law, and have a new election. They put out a fraudulent election with 80 million ballots. They mailed out 700,000 extra ballots. Let me explain that again. 700,000 extra ballots came back in Georgia that did not exist, that were falsified, probably by the communist Chinese. This is so huge. But let me give you the big InfoWars exclusive of two big InfoWars exclusives that the system is fighting and battling as hard as it can to make sure it does not get out to anybody. Firm that owns Dominion voting systems received $400 million from Swiss bank with connection to Chinese government before election. Now, that's putting it lightly. It's actually two of them are Chinese government-run subsidiaries. An investigation into Securities and Exchange Commission filings revealed that the firm, which owns Dominion Voting Systems, which is a voting machine company, received $400 million from a Swiss bank account with close links to the Chinese government less than a month before the election. The investigation, conducted by Austin Security and Investigation Solutions, centers on Staple Street Capital and acquired Dominion Voting Systems in 2018. And the Carlyle Group and Soros own that. Dominion Voting Systems operates voting machines in 28 states and has been accused by President Trump and his supporters of being involved in deleting millions of votes for Trump in addition to switching votes to Biden on election night. On October 8, 2020, Staple Street Capital filed SEC Form D offerings and sales amounts of $400 million with the sales compensation recipient identification as UBS Securities, states the investigation, which also notes that another payment of $200 million was received in December of 2014. UBS Securities is a Swiss investment bank which owns 24.99% of UBS Securities Co. Ltd., a Chinese investment bank. The remaining 75% of UBS Securities Co. Ltd. is owned by the Chinese government. Did you hear what I just said? UBS Securities is a Swiss investment bank which owns 24.99% of the UBS Securities Co. Ltd., a Chinese investment bank. The remaining 75% of UBS Securities Co. Ltd. is owned by the Chinese government, states the report. Almost all of it is Chinese government. So the real headline is Chinese communist government caught laundering $400 million through Swiss bank to Dominion month before election. Whoa! And we've got all these documents that are linked to the article. The overall owners of UBS Securities Co. Ltd. are Beijing Guoxiang, 33%, UBS 24.99%, Guangdong Com Group, 14.01%, China Guandan, 14%, COFCO Group, 14%. Almost all of it, Chi-Com. Aside from UBS, the other four owners of UBS Securities are all communist Chinese front groups. Beijing Guoxing is a state-owned asset. Guangdongcom Group, 100% stakeholder in the Guangdong provincial government. The Guangdong provincial government. Poor Chinese peasants' money was used to steal our election. China Guang Dean is a state-owned enterprise administered by the SASAC in-state council. COFCO Group is a state-owned enterprise under the direct supervision of SASAC. SASAC, the state-owned asset supervision and administration commission of the state council of the SASAC, is a special commission of the People's Republic of China directly under the state council. Oh, wow. That's Xi Jinping. PDF documents confirm the above details were provided by Austin Security and Investigation Solutions. The revelation that Dominion Voting Systems has financial ties to the Chinese government via UBS Securities will boost claims and bolster claims by Trump supporters that foreign actors working on behalf of communist China may have sought to meddle in the presidential election. No, no, no. This is smoking freaking gun, man. If they caught Russian companies pumping hundreds of millions into a voting machine company that then did mysterious stuff for Trump, I would call for his damn arrest. But there was no evidence of that. But here it's absolutely confirmed. Now, I was put on the lead of this by a very high-level individual in the White House. And I said, why me? And they said, look, we already know what's there. This has to be independent. You need to go find it. So I hired a security firm, and I told them, dig. And then this came in. And it's all confirmed. It's on Infowars.com. Guys, show the article, please, for TV viewers. Put the article up. Please scroll through it for everybody. Firm that owns Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million from Swiss Bank with connection to Chinese government. No, no, no. Swiss Bank partnership owned by the Chinese government. Smoking freaking gun. Smoking gun. Smoking gun. And I'm going to leave it at that. But this is the biggest thing we've ever broken when it turns to this country and the Republic. I don't know what I have to do to get you to share it, to email it, to get it out. It's the smoking gun of the communist Chinese. Did you hear? Almost the majority of the entire investment bank, Swiss Investment Bank Fund, is owned by provincial governments and the Central Committee of the Communist Party in communist China. Holy hell! This is ridiculous. Where is the Senate? Where are the Republicans? They're on the payroll, the same thing, just like big tech. We were sold out to China. We were merged to China. And it's like that Howard Beale thing in Network where he says, listen, you didn't just mess up a business deal. The Arabs have taken billions out. Now the Arabs must put it back in. Oh, you mean to own our voting systems and say we don't have our right to vote? This is the smoking gun. Smoking gun breaking. Swiss bank fund owned by Chinese government gave Dominion $400 million on eve of election. I mean, wow. What do I need to do to get people to realize how huge this is? All the censorship, all the lockdowns, all the control was to stop this information getting out. And then you've got the communist Chinese on record printing up millions of fake ballots and driver's licenses, and it came out that the U.S. raided the Chinese consulate in Houston and said they were creating counterfeit ballots, and they were burning it all in a huge fire, and that even came out and was confirmed. And then now in Georgia, hundreds of thousands of ballots, all perfectly printed by computers in the Scantron bubbles. I mean, it's all there. They did it. They did it. Chinese planes, private charter jets, landing all over the U.S. the night before the election with ballots, and the Chinese men going in after the polling places were closed with the big boxes of ballots. They even sent in their own people.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food
and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
InfoWars.com, the site the enemy has been attacking and trying to shut down like none other. You will see the top story. Voting machine firm that owns Dominion voting systems received $400 million from Swiss bank fund, 75%+ owned officially by the communist Chinese government a month before the election. Now, we are publishing, there's quite a bit of these documents for the Securities and Exchange Commission on the site as we speak. More is being added. because the individual here at my office putting this report together wanted to be careful about how much he put out, but I told him to post everything. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. So we have that incredible story for you that is smoking gun. It's not nebulous. No, it's the proof. And what do you do when a foreign government owns your debt, owns most of Hollywood on record, four of the six big studios, is financing race war, and have national state-run TV programs where they say, America will never be unlocked down. We are not locked down. We're using COVID to, quote, destroy and kill America. America will be gone soon. We are killing America. These are quotes. I played them at the very start of the show in the report, America on Collision Course with Communism, allied with all these big banks and corporations, because they're all authoritarians. And they have an alliance of evil. And so when you have the blue states, the blue cities, the corporations, big tech, censoring everybody's speech about criticizing the lockdown, censoring thousands of doctors and scientists and nurses that say COVID's an overblown hoax, when you have people being arrested and beat up by the police because they're not wearing a mask in public, walking down the street, you're under martial law. Corporate globalist martial law has already been declared. And Bill Gates says, I want to depopulate you, and I'm coming with a forced inoculation. You won't get a job or get on an airplane or go to a grocery store unless you have a QR code showing that you've been vaccinated with five vaccines I want you to take a year, which he admits can hurt you, violating the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention. I mean, this is Nazi stuff on its face, dyed in the wool to the fine print, bona fide. And so what is the response to that? Well, you got a bunch of knock-kneed lawyers and leftists and all the big Democrat lawyers meeting with the key leadership in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Nevada and Arizona, and obviously paying them off to go along with this and saying, you'll be supported. We'll use the machines to keep you in power. Now that you're part of the club, you'll end up being a U.S. senator. You'll end up being a president. Just betray America and play ball. Well, that leads us to this next article. It's up on Infowars.com. We've posted the full page article ad that the very respected lawyer Lynn Greenwood has put out. And I'm going to go ahead and again read you this headline right here. Attorney Lynn Wood, President Trump should declare martial law and hold new election. Then he goes through in this full page article, full page ad. You can still pay to get your speech out, I guess, in America. And I totally agree with his constitutional analysis. And I'm asking you to go to Infowars.com and to get this op-ed, to get this report, and get it out to everyone you know now. It's also posted at thegatewaypundit.com. We the People Convention. We're right back to July 4th, 1776. Exercising extraordinary authority in defense of our vote may be required because martial law is better than civil war. In the months following the start of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln struggled to preserve the Union. Many objected to Lincoln's extraordinary use of presidential authority, in particular his suspension of the right of habeas corpus. On June 12, 1863, Lincoln defended his extreme measures in a letter published in the New York Times. Citing Article 1 of the Constitution, he argued, ours is a case of rebellion. In fact, a clear, flagrant, and gigantic case of rebellion. And the provision of the Constitution that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in case of rebellion, this is the key, or invasion. This is a globalist takeover. The public safety may require it. In the provision which specifically applies to our present case, Lincoln used the same reasoning to justify a series of extraordinary presidential orders. But why even use what Lincoln did? That was questionable. This is a foreign Chi-Com takeover. I mean, Lincoln ordered hundreds of northern newspapers that spoke against him to be shut down and their owners and editors arrested. But they're Chi-Com agents, the globalists are. Lincoln ordered the arrest of Ohio Congressman Clement Vandenham for the crime of speaking out against him. Chief Justice of the U.S. Roger Taney ruled that Lincoln had violated the U.S. Constitution when he illegally suspended the writ of habeas corpus. After hearing this, Lincoln signed an arrest warrant to have Chief Justice of the U.S. arrested. Lincoln ordered the arrest of thousands in Maryland for crime of suspected Southern sympathies, including ordering the arrest of U.S. Congressman Henry May from Maryland. These people were arrested and held in military prisons without trial, some of them for years. And again, I'm not even endorsing the Lincoln course. This is a foreign outside technocracy cyber attack takeover. By the way, they now have a Dominion engineer in the Key County in Georgia walking up illegally, plugging a thumb drive in, walking out with it for a few hours, coming back and plugging it back in. Totally illegal. That's how you change votes. I mean, we have them, folks. We have them. We have them. While some debate these measures still today, no one disagrees that Lincoln and his use of presidential power were responsible for saving the Republic. While history and even former President Obama has judged Lincoln as perhaps the greatest president, few would have argued at the time he took those actions. Then, as now, a president with courage and determination was needed to preserve the Union. Today, the current threat to our United States by the international domestic socialist communist left is much more serious than anything Lincoln or our nation has faced in history, including our Civil War, and I agree, and including the British, both in 1812 and 1776. We have well-funded, armed, and trained Marxists and anti-fascist BLM strategically positioned in our major cities, acting openly with violence to silence opposition to their anti-American agenda, attacking federal buildings and police, cowardly punching innocent people in the back of the head, assaulting people just for signing and just for eating in restaurants, and burning minority-owned businesses to the ground. All the elected officials in Democrat socialist-controlled cities openly encouraging this planned violence against civilians and businesses, then to advance their cause, their socialists are acting to defund the police, creating chaos and suspending the rule of law that protects millions of average and particularly minority Americans, which is their own leftist form of martial law, because they suspend the normal law to stop crime, stop arson, stop attack, to get the Maoist youth brigades going like dominoes to take over the whole country through intimidation. This is a classic commie takeover. The results being massive increases in violent crime and death in our cities and the destruction of small businesses orchestrated by those politicians and leftist groups, many funded by domestic and international communists. We are literally under attack from within. And I would add, orchestrated from without. Then there are admitted Democrat, socialist, federal officials plotting to finish gutting the U.S. Constitution after 100 years of trying. They promise to take away critical individual rights like free speech. See, that's martial law already. Religious freedom, the Second Amendment. Destroy states' rights by eliminating those electoral college and more. Pack the Supreme Court with activists, anti-constitutional judges who will make law from the bench and give the right to vote to tens of millions of non-Americans and open our borders to more illegals, which will reduce wages. No one voted for these things that were hidden from the majority of Americans, but the corrupt media covered it up. Not only do we have corrupt media, and it goes on, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, what this prestigious lawyer wrote. This is Chi-Com globalist war. All the big banks, all the big tech have doubled their profits or more. They're raping everything. We're going bankrupt. They're telling us we're not essential. This is 21st century war. Recognizes an outside globalist attack and arrest the collaborators now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Software given $400 million in October of this year through a secret Swiss bank account. We have them now. The article is at InfoWars.com. If you want to fight this takeover, you just need to share it to your email, over the phone. You need to print copies off. You need to get out to everyone. The documents are all being posted there so you can see it for yourself. Constitutional lawyer, very respected. Lynn Wood has come out with a full-page ad. I'm going to continue reading through an op-ed in the Washington Times calling for Trump to respond to this foreign international takeover with martial law. They've already put us under leftist martial law in their cities. Closing grocery stores now, saying you don't have speech. Censoring you if you speak out. And in England and in Australia, they arrest you if you criticize the lockdowns. They're arresting doctors in Germany that say it's a fraud. This is the UN global takeover. So the response is martial law to stop their martial law and arrest them. But the FBI has been sold out. Even though they're going to all be destroyed and have no pension funds either, they just are too cowardly. They're yes men. Not all of them, but the top. This is what we've been made a party to. But America's seeing it and awakening. It's easy to try to occupy a country, but we'll see how easy it is as the global awakening happens. I was in two stores this morning, and both people said they were aware of the Great Reset of the New World Order. They were both young women. The people are awake, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. And they're getting more awake by the minute. And they're every race, color, and creed coming together. But talk about tomorrow's news today. Here's the London Guardian, the New York Times, Business Insider. Roger was on back in September. Roger Stone to Donald Trump, bring in martial law if you lose election. Roger Stone calls for Trump to declare martial law if he loses election. Order arrest of Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, and the Clintons. Roger Stone calls on Trump to seize total power and assert martial law. But he says he has total power in the Constitution. If they have Dominion software and fraudulent stuff, then he has to move and seize those. If the FBI and the courts won't act, he has to declare the civil emergency. He's the executive. Protect the republic. This is when you do it. I'm an expert on martial law, ladies and gentlemen. I'm against it because the UN wanted to have it through Obama or the Clintons to take our guns. This is them doing it to move the president out to do it. This is their UN globalist medical martial law, as the Archbishop and others have called it. It's what it is. To circumvent the government and hope the government just stands back and watches it all happen. Globalism is corporate media governance. It's technocracy. The old dinosaur media, working with the corporate media, working with big tech, with the big banks, the multinationals. So let's continue. I'm not going to read his whole letter. It's up on Infowars.com. The well-trained communists funded by the Chinese, they're admitted Democrat, socialist, federal officials plotting to finish gutting the Constitution, taking all our speech, our guns, everything as we know it will be ending. The socialist left has been openly working to destroy the United States since Obama promised to and tried to transform America in 2008. And having been stopped by the will of the American people, they openly staged a four-year-long coup to remove the duly elected president. And you know all about that. So he goes on to say, President Trump, you and every other official in our local, state, and federal government, and everyone in law enforcement and our military have sworn an oath that says, I will support and I will defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It is time for everyone who swore that oath to act upon it. The enemies are within the gates. I'm going to read that again. It is time for everyone who swore that oath to act upon it. And even if you didn't, this is your own self-preservation. The enemies are within the gates, and our Constitution and nation are in real risk of being lost to this socialist communist invasion unless you act decisively. At least half of America do not and will not accept this fraudulent election because of the eyewitness testimony and the material, statistical, and mathematical evidence of overwhelming fraud. Other half will not accept the outcome if the courts see the evidence of fraud and rightfully overturn the election. The left has literally been planning riots just for that occasion for months. We the people must not and will not cede our exclusive constitutional right to elect representatives to judges, lawyers, courts, governors, secretaries of state, Congress, and corrupt election officials and local politicians, the corrupt media, or leftist threats of violence. It is our exclusive right to decide our representatives, not theirs. Therefore, we the people must demand a new and fair national vote, a vote that all Americans can trust and live by regardless of the winner. Without a fair vote, we fear, with good reason, the threat of a shooting civil war is imminent. Gun sales are at all-time high, and 40% for the first time gun owners looking to defend themselves, their property, and their rights. Therefore, Mr. President, we must act now before there is no peaceful way left to preserve our nation. Exactly. Why the Chi-Coms and the UN do this? Because even if Trump removes the fraud, there'll be a civil war. If he goes through the fraudulent system, it has to be, it's Chi-Com attack. He has to arrest the heads of the media. He has to arrest them. They're all Chinese agents. We have all the proof. And we have to just go after them and have Nuremberg trials. I mean, this is an attempt to take over. This happened during Roosevelt. The Nazis tried to get 500,000-man team up to overthrow the government. And then the Smedley Butler went and exposed it, and they got stopped. When the legislatures, courts, and Congress fail to do their duty under the 12th Amendment, you must be ready, Mr. President, to immediately declare a limited form of martial law. That's key. A limited form. Because the left already put us under it. And temporarily suspend the Constitution and civilian control of these federal elections for the sole purpose of having the military oversee a national revote, a vote that assures a fair election in every jurisdiction and reflects the true will of the people. And by the way, if under even the UN and the U.S. State Department rules, if there aren't poll watchers and there isn't a record that can be inspected, elections are thrown out. Well, they kicked all the poll watchers out, ladies and gentlemen. A vote that assures a fair election in every jurisdiction and reflects the true will of the people. Federal candidates only. Paper ballots, no computers, hand-counted, and it's tallied to local precinct, and that's how it's done. It's easier. Hand-counted with both parties watching every vote. Only registered votes, photo ID to provide residents, conducted safely with everyone wearing masks and 6 feet apart, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on from that point. It's on InfoWars.com, the full letter. It's strong, but not strong enough. It's a Chi-Com globalist-funded attack. The article is at InfoWars.com. If you value your freedom, if you value the future, if you want to stop the Civil War, you must go to InfoWars.com. Repost it on your site. Share it. Firm that owns Dominion Voting Systems, just bought it in 2018, is 70%+ owned by the communist Chinese government itself, and gave $400 million out of a secret Swiss bank account on October 7th, less than a month before the election, 27 days before the election. I mean, that is incredible. The documents are all there at InfoWars.com. Share it. It's from the SEC. You can go find it. If this goes out, this is the total proof, hiding in plain view, and we have put it out for you and hired the big investigative team that did through all this. And they tried to hide it, but they failed. They tried to hide it through subsidiary names and subgroups, but we tracked it all back, and we have it now. Separately, going to break in just a few seconds. Promo code PATRIOT. You get an additional 10% off the already big discounts at checkout. Promo code PATRIOT. We need money to finance the operation. I'm spending everything we've got in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vaso Beats back in stock, Alpha Power back in stock, great high-quality products everywhere. You just put in PATRIOT at checkout. Whatever discount you already got, there's 30 to 60% off, free shipping, an additional 10% that makes some products loss leaders. We need to sell a lot to fund ourselves, but the discount's the biggest ever. Everything must go during this crisis. Please fund the InfoWar, InfoWarStore.com, promo code PATRIOT, promo code PATRIOT, 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 PATRIOT.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Prepare with Alex.